It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medications to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, thank you for joining me today. I have a very special guest in the studio. Governor Paul LePage is here. First time on Senior Talk. He'll be talking about LD 1629. It's an act to protect the elderly from tax lien foreclosures. He is passionate about this issue, and you will be too when you find out what he's trying to do. I do want to say this bill is supported by two of the foremost elder agencies in the state, Legal Services for the Elderly, one of my favorite organizations, and the Maine Council on Aging. You don't get any better than that. You've heard me say a number of times Maine is the oldest state in the nation, but what does that really mean? So I'm going to give you some statistics that makes the governor's bill even that much more important. So more than 25% of Mainers are already 60 years old. One-third of Mainers are 65 plus and are living on Social Security as their only income. The average Social Security income in Maine is $14,000 a year. And I did the math for you, so it's $1,166 a month. And 10% of Maine seniors, this is disgraceful, are living at or below the poverty line. So you add that to Maine is one of the most rural states, which we knew, but it has one of the highest rates of home ownership. Governor LePage, thank you so much for being on Senior Talk and talking about this. So what initially started your passion and made you take part in LD 1629?
Well, a few years ago, a family who was, they were in their 80s, husband and wife, had a little home in Albion, Maine, and they were foreclosed upon because the wife had a stroke. They were living on a small income, as you say, Social Security, and they had to make a decision whether they're going to pay the property taxes, medication, and food. They chose to pay medication for the wife, couldn't pay the taxes, and they had no mortgage. And this is very, very important to all the seniors. If you don't have a mortgage, you are at high risk if you're living on fixed income. I always tell them, go get a little mortgage with your banker, and you'll make a good friend when it comes to taxes, because they will help you. And in the state of Maine, if you have a mortgage, you can't be thrown out of your house for taxes.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. See, it's the way it works is if it's a bank, the bank has a mortgage, they have to go through a litany of things, and any money left over after all the debts are paid go to the previous owner. In when it's a city or a town foreclosure, all the money goes to the town, and that's where the rub is. And so the the town of Albion foreclosed. They had to be put in nursing homes. And now guess who pays? The state pays. And they lost roughly $65,000 to $70,000 of equity that they worked so hard to build, and it went away.
So explain to me that piece. They lost the equity because when the town takes over the home, they sell it for the amount of the taxes, and right. Then they don't sell it for fair market value.
That is correct. In this case, it was even more evil than that. What happened is a selectman called his friend and sold the friend happened to be an abutter to the Sioux Forts. The property was worth in the $75,000 range. The taxes were and interest were roughly $6,500. They sold it to the abutter for $6,500. And this most sinful thing is on the day that the foreclosure was perfected, a good Samaritan came in and tried to pay the taxes off, and the town refused.
Is that legal for the town to do that?
Yeah, if they had perfected it, and they could, but it was only perfected by like an hour or so, and it was just incredibly, it quite frankly is unethical and immoral for any town to have done that.
So I read that this part concerned me too. So I read that they were behind, I don't know, let's say $4,000 behind, and their taxes were $800 a month. And I know there are fees and there's interest, but how long did it take for someone to realize, gee, they've been in the house 33 years, they've paid their taxes right all along, and now they're not? Wasn't there a red flag anywhere? Is there ever a red flag of, gee, they're older, I wonder if somebody has dementia, and they're throwing away the bills?
That there's a whole lot of things that could be done and should be done. In fact, in this particular bill, they stripped most of it out, but one of it was, you look, the town is responsible to look at every option available to them. They've said, no, well, we'll send you some information and you can go to the credit bureau and get information. That is just wrong. When I was the mayor of Waterville, we never would throw an elderly out of their home. We had situations where poverty came up. We had a situation where a lady was in her late 70s, and her son mortgaged the home, and then he took off and left her hanging. And we just figured out that if the town is patient and they allow the taxes to accumulate with interest, if there's no mortgage, the person, that when they sell that home, the town will get their money and the interest. This town this town cannot lose, because they're the number one. They're ahead of the bank, in fact. They're second to the bank if there's a mortgage, but if there's no mortgage, they're first place, so they're going to get the first dollar out.
And I'm sure the towns do their due diligence. I'm sure Albion did, Albion did, by sending letters and notifying them. But the problem is that I see seniors may not even understand the word abatement. They don't know the opportunities that they have. They get these letters from the town, which probably, I've seen it myself. I used to work in an area agency on aging, and I've seen coffee tables and dining room tables filled with unopened mail because they're just overwhelmed.
Absolutely. And Mr. Sukeford was very frail. His wife was bedridden. A neighbor brought her, this lady that wanted to pay the taxes, brought him in to see me. We spoke. We tried to get involved, but it was too late. They had already gone too far in the house. And I tried to get the person who bought it to come in and see if we couldn't make a deal whether Sukeforth could live there and, you know, at a reasonable rent. But he wanted a market rent, and he threw him out.
It's a tragic story, and I'm guessing not the only one.
That's the problem. And there's one representative said, well, it only happens once in a while. Well, unfortunately, just in the last 3 months, I know of three of them.
And once in a while is even too much, if you care about seniors at all.
One a year would be too much in this case, because it's unethical, immoral for a town to take somebody else's money just because they say they can.
And that's also the piece I don't understand, is they will sell it for a song when there's money to be had and everyone could benefit.
Everyone could benefit. The town would come out whole. If you had to sell it, a real estate broker would get his fee. And the previous owners would get some money. It's just that they would help them. So one excuse was this that I heard this week, and I find so, so wrong. They're saying, well, what happens if somebody has a lot of money or has a very valuable home and they decide they just want the town to sell it? Well, the town's going to come out whole. The real estate broker's going to come out whole, and they're just going to get the end. And if the town is smart, they'll get their legal bills. They'll get... It's much more expensive if the town sells it than if a regular broker comes in and sells it for you.
I don't see the downside of a town selling it in that scenario, because they could just recoup whatever expenses they have. Wouldn't they just take off the top of the sale?
That's what they do. It comes off the top. That's why I cannot understand for the life of me why the Maine Municipal Association and town assessors are vehemently against this. Why do you want to take somebody else's money? I heard one today that they're saying, well, the governor cut a revenue sharing, so this is how we're going to fill the hole. You're going to take equity from a third party?
It doesn't make sense to me, but the current law is like that. So what are you proposing in LD 1629?
What we're proposing in 1629 is basically what banks have to do. If in the event, first of all, I think that they should look at all the options, like a reverse mortgage, or let them live there if there's no mortgage, let them live there. It's just that's what a reverse mortgage is. And when they pass on, sell the house, take your money, and give the balance to the living relatives. What we're proposing is that if in the event that a person does not have a mortgage and you need to foreclose, then you go through the foreclosure. We don't say that you can't ultimately foreclose, but when you foreclose, the town takes its taxes, interest, and any legal costs that they incur off the top and give the balance of the money to the former owners.
So they are looking at doing, you're looking at doing an actual commercial sale,
getting a commercial market sale.
Sale, which is would be fair, as you said, to everyone.
Yes.
And then the people would have that balance.
And they'd have a balance of money to work with. In this particular case, it's just, actually, I can't find a better word than evil for towns to want to take this money.
So I have another question. Based on it's more difficult for towns to sell, if you're bringing a broker in, you know, we've all bought and sold homes, they do all the work anyway.
They do all the work, and you set the price, the market price, for a maximum 90-day sale, which gives the flexibility to the owner. Everything's got a price.
Somebody
will buy it.
Somebody will buy it, especially if you price it right. And it is much better for the seniors. There is much more to come with Governor Paula Page. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this. If you'd like to hear the show in podcast form, please log on to WVOMFM.com and you can hear it there. Stay with us. We're back with Governor Paula Page talking about LD 1629, trying to keep seniors in their homes if they have a tax lien foreclosure looming. Let's talk about the abatement process, because I was really unfamiliar with what this meant, and I'm guessing many seniors, maybe especially if they're much older or they have a little dementia, have no idea what this is and what the process is.
It's a very simple process. If you get your tax bill and you're unable to pay it, or if you're behind in your taxes and you're not able to pay it, and there's a lien coming. Now, when the lien is put onto a home, you have 18 months to resolve it before they'll take it. That doesn't mean a whole lot to a lot of people. Some of them don't know what it is, and so they just take no action. Well, all you need to really do is call a tax assessor and ask for an abatement. An abatement is simply this. They will come in and do an assessment of your revenues and what you have for bills and see if you can pay a payment plan. If you can't pay a payment plan, you ask to have them forgiven. And in many cases, what will happen, if you can pay $10 a month, for instance, or $10 a week, or $100 a month, they will take that in consideration and wipe out the rest of the debt. So they put you on a payment plan. So your problem is solved. But towns won't tell anybody that. That's the problem. And we're trying to make it so it's required that they work with the elderly because they have 18 months to do it. And it's so disingenuous to say it's going to cost us more money. You're already paying someone. It's a phone call or a letter. And it's over an 18-month period that you can work with them. We used to work with people all the time. In 30 days, you can set up a plan or you can set up there are some situations that you may have to foreclose, but you can even give them suggestions on where to go and help them. But towns, like the Sioux Falls, they were in that home for 33 years, paid taxes for three decades, and then they were just thrown out in a matter of a couple of weeks.
And that, again, is the part that just bothers me, because if you are legitimately paying your taxes for decades and then you stop, to me, that is a red flag of call Adult Protective, call legal services, call some agency that can identify what the problem is, get them in there to do an assessment, and then see, have they just decided they're too old to pay taxes, or is there dementia or illness or poverty?
And for that matter, we should have many states now, once you hit 65, there's a program to lower your taxes. I've tried that as well, and that failed. That didn't get anywhere. That died early. At least they're talking about this one. There's so much that can be done, and it's not really putting anybody out. We had a lady, the lady who did the welfare office in Waterville. The tax assessor would call her. She'd call in. She'd get involved. She'd do the assessment, and it was so helpful both to the town or the city, and certainly for the state, because ultimately, what happens once you take everything away, they go in nursing homes, and then the state has to pick it up.
And that right there is a fortune. So would you suggest, if someone's listening and they they know they're in trouble. They know that the end is near. The taxes are due. Is your recommendation just call the town and ask for an abatement? Talk to the town.
I would talk to the town immediately, and if they are not there, then you call the state, and we'll get you involved with the consumer protection people. And
great
they,
organization.
And they will work with you, and we'll get it done. There is no reason that anyone in the state of Maine who's in a financial situation that owns a home with no mortgage, and it's usually a catastrophic death or illness or just simply poverty because they're on a fixed income. And we can usually resolve that without anyone ever getting thrown out of their homes. And that's why if the state and the legislature would see the value of just putting this in statute, because we have it for commercial loans. We just don't have it for people that don't have loans.
So your detractors and critics on this bill aren't here to speak for themselves.
Oh, we invited them, but they didn't come. They chose not to come with me.
Well, in that case.
No, we did. We invited the CEO and the lobbyist for the Maine Municipal Association this morning to see if they'd come in, and they declined.
So you tell me why, what you think the biggest reason is that they are opposed to this, because it looks like a win-win for everyone.
It is. It truly is. And the lobbyist said to the committee that the towns need to maintain a sledgehammer when they really only need... They don't need a sledgehammer. They don't even need a hammer. But they want to have this hanging over their heads. And what they don't seem to want to understand is this is not a voluntary situation. This is a life and death situation. These people are paying for medicine and food, and they've reached a point in their lives because of fixed income, the taxes are becoming a big burden.
And I'm sure they get overwhelmed. They know they're due, and they miss
Absolutely.
A payment, and then it's higher and higher until they don't know where to turn.
Well, in Mr. Sukforth's situation, what he did is his wife used to do everything. She had a stroke. He was not quite as literate as she had been when she was well, and he depended on her to do that.
So he didn't even know what he didn't know.
He didn't know what he didn't know. I have another one now that a lady... and her husband, this couple moved to Texas. They both have their retirements from Maine. He up and died on her. And he had been, she had been a teacher, so she has the offset, so she can't give Social Security.
Right, right. When we come back, we will have more with Governor Paula Page, so stay with us. Lots more to come. Hi, we're back with Governor Paula Page, LD 1629. Let's, in the time that we have left, let's talk about the process of someone listening who is facing this problem. The children probably don't know. They're too proud to tell anyone. Yeah,
most of the time, the children don't know. They're the last ones to find out. I would say the first thing you do is you call your town and ask them for assistance in the abatement process, which is simply a way of get them to evaluate your physical condition and your finances, and if you qualify, they will write the taxes off, or they'll set up a payment program for you, and you should never have to leave your home. If the town doesn't work, you call the governor's office.
And we have that number with you, so get a pencil and a piece of paper. But I want to put out there that the abatement process is not charity, because I know these people, and they're like, I'm not going to take anything free. It's not your fault that your property taxes have risen to a ridiculous level. Food is going up. Medicine's going up. You're not getting a raise in Social Security. It's the perfect storm of putting seniors in poverty.
It's the perfect storm, and you are not at fault. It is you are on a fixed income, and your taxes aren't fixed. In some states, the taxes are fixed.
Is that true?
Yeah. In Florida, your taxes are fixed to the purchase price of your home. And here, we're not. So it is not your fault, and you are entitled to look into abatements.
Especially the homes that are on a lot of land, or they have waterfront.
And you don't owe any money against it. The towns love to take those.
Yeah. So how do you think that this bill stands? It may hit the floor next week.
It's going to hit the floor next week. I think we need help in the House, particularly with the Speaker of the House. There's some indications that they're following the lead of the Maine Municipal Association, which is against this bill. I really urge everyone that is listening to call that office. Call and call your legislator, your senator, but call the Speaker of the House, and we have those numbers
for
you.
We have the numbers. So, people, it's time to mobilize. There is no downside to this bill. The governor is just trying to keep people who have tax liens against them in their homes to not being evicted, because they're not, a lot of them, if they don't qualify for nursing homes, they have nowhere to go.
They have nowhere to go. In fact,
you can't just go to a nursing home if you, for whatever reason.
Mr. Suitforth. It took a couple of months to find a place for him. He had to live in a trailer in Bangor, had to get rid of the pet. I mean, it was just crazy things that should not happen
that's,
for seniors.
That's a tragedy. There is no downside to this bill. Again, it's supported by some heavy hitters in the elder organizations in Maine. So, Speaker of the House, Sarah Gideon, call her up, tell her to support LD 1629. The number is 287-1300. 287-1300. Give her a call. Consumer Credit Protection Bureau, you know David Leach, he's been on this show before. 1-800-332-8529. 800-332-8529. 8529. They will help you out. And you can always talk to our governor, his office, 287-3531. 287-3531. If you are in trouble, right? Just reach out. Don't be embarrassed.
This is nothing to be embarrassed. And I'll tell you why you should not be embarrassed. In the last 20 years, $18 billion has been taken off the tax rolls and given to nonprofits. And they don't have to pay taxes, and you and I have to pay higher taxes. That's not correct. So if you're in need, we need to help you.
Again, call Speaker of the House, 287-1300, Consumer Credit Protection, 1-800-332-8529, and the governor's office, they'll help you out if you need it, 287-3531. We are wrapping it up, but is there anything you would like to add in the last minute or so?
Just mobilize, because you deserve this, and we, the state of Maine, should help our elders.
There's really nothing sadder than a senior being thrown out of their home and with nowhere to go, and that
Absolutely.
Really shouldn't be happening. And we're all aging at a rapid pace. You know how old Maine is, so this is not going to go away.
In fact, by 2030, I'm told it's going to be 50% of the population will be 65 or older.
So we need to fix this now and take care of the elders now as we're all aging every day. Governor Paula Page, thank you so much for being here and sharing the information about LD 1629 with me. If you want to hear the show again, and I hope you do, log on to WVOMFM.com and listen to it in podcast form. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thanks for listening.
This has been Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor. To listen to this show again, log on to our podcast page at WVOMFM.com. That's WVOMFM.com.